I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Natasha Koss. She's with the Superior Watershed Partnership, and they've got a special activity coming up this weekend around the UP to give you an opportunity to get rid of your old and unneeded prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Here's more with Natasha Koss.
On Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. at 15 locations across the UP, we're inviting residents to come and bring their old and unwanted and expired medications, including products that contain microbeads.
This is something that has kind of gained in the consciousness of the public with these medications that maybe back in the day you threw them out or you flushed them away or whatever. This is something not to do. Why should you not dispose of them that way?
Yes, we discourage people from flushing medications down the toilet, primarily because it's a water quality issue. Our wastewater treatment plants cannot treat the water and cannot take the medications out. And so what ends up happening is they end up in our Great Lakes and they end up being ingested by fish. And there has been research done showing that it has negative impacts on fish, in particular with reproduction. So we have a very great concern about that.
You mentioned this is it microbeads, you say?
Yes.
What are you referring to with that?
So these are products like face washes, exfoliants, even toothpaste that contain these tiny microscopic plastic particles. Mm-hmm. And they also are not treated by wastewater treatment plants, so they end up in the Great Lakes and they end up being ingested by fish. And it's kind of a newer thing, so we're not really sure the negative impact, but you know, the fact that they're showing up in the digestive tract of fish cannot be good. So
you say 15 locations around the Upper Peninsula in the central UP here. Where are some of the places, and what are the hours?
Well, the hours are 10 to 2 on Saturday. And these locations are at major cities, and they're at our Earthkeeper Network partnering churches. Here in Marquette, it'll be at Messiah Lutheran, and in Ishpeming, it'll be at Trinity Lutheran Church. And then there's, you know, a handful of other ones around the UP. And people can go to our website to get a full list of those sites at superiorwatersheds.org.
Now, with this particular effort, you've done this a couple of times and had some pretty good success with it.
We have. Our first one was in 2007, and that was when it was a really kind of an up-and-coming, emerging issue. We collected over a ton of medications in 2007, and then we did another one last year. And so we're looking at around 2,500 pounds that we've collected in pharmaceuticals.
And that keeps it out of the water supply in the watershed, which is a good thing.
Natasha, I am definitely going to take part in this, and I've already been gathering medications, and it doesn't take very long to gather them. But you're also talking about not only prescription drugs, but you're talking about over-the-counter medications, aspirin, cold medication, anything like that. Is that correct?
Correct. Any over-the-counter prescription, inhalers, needles, and even narcotics or the controlled substances. At each one of these locations, we'll have a pharmacist available, as well as a law enforcement officer who has to sort of oversee the disposal of the controlled. But there's no questions asked. When you drop off medications, you drop them off and you leave. So.
Yep. And yeah, the idea is that to just collect these and, as someone that may have these at home, just bring them and make sure you kind of, is it necessary to kind of know what they are? Or are you just going to bring them?
You can really just bring them, okay. Honestly. Gather them together. What you will be asked to do is empty them from the bottle. You have to take the bottle back with you and recycle that.
Joining us in the studio this morning, Natasha Koss from the Superior Watershed Partnership. And let's talk a little bit about the group, some of the things maybe besides the medication collection event that you've got coming up. Just I'm sure you've got a wealth of information about the watershed, our Great Lakes, and other issues that are going on. What's happening with the group?
Well, we have a number of different things going on. One of the things that's sort of new and happening right now is we're gearing up for our Youth Conservation Corps season. And so it's now a new name called the Great Lakes Conservation Corps. And we're in the process of hiring youth between the ages of 18 and 24 to man those crews. And these are crews that will be available for governments, local units of government, nonprofit organizations to do things like trail cleanups or building boardwalks or bridges, that sort of thing. So they'll work all summer, and that's a really exciting program and growing. And so that's happening. Another big one is the wetland development behind Lakeview Arena, where we're hoping to treat that stormwater that's been going into Lake Superior and where we've had high E. coli contents. So that's another good one where we'll be planting wetland plants and that kind of thing.
What are you seeing in terms of just sort of in general this year with how things are looking with the Great Lakes in terms of levels maybe or things like that? Are things looking up? I mean, we had some lower water levels a couple of years ago. Where are we now?
Well, it looks like at least Lake Superior is relatively high compared to years past. And I think all the Great Lakes are looking pretty pretty high at the moment. And we've had, you know, we had a nice wet winter and it's looking like a wetter spring. And so,
yes.
as I stare at the snowflakes outside. So I think in general, the water levels are looking pretty good. So.
Well, we'll certainly hope that we have a good season on the Great Lakes this summer and with all of that brings. But one of the things also we're talking about this morning is this pickup coming up on Saturday for folks to get rid of medications, both prescription and over-the-counter. Again, let's recap what's happening.
This Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m., we are inviting the public to drop off old and unwanted medications, including products containing microbeads, at 15 locations across the UP. And you can go on our website at superiorwatersheds.org for a complete list of these locations and more information.
That's Natasha Koss with the Superior Watershed Partnership. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.